My name's Bridget, and welcome to my podcast, Wake Up and Thrive. I wear a lot of hats, but the ones I'm most proud of are being a sober mom to my four kids, a wife to my best friend, a forever student of life, a registered nurse, and a certified life coach. You can usually find me planning and enjoying quality moments with those I love, or coaching women on how to do the same. All of our lives are made up of tiny moments, both beautiful and messy. I know we all want more feel-good moments, but I believe it's the ones that challenge us that become the catalyst for our growth. That's what we do in this space. We explore everyday moments that we deem hard, and instead of allowing them to keep us stuck, we lean into their lessons and let them wake us up. So if you're ready and willing, I'd love to invite you to come along. All you need is an open mind. It's time to wake up and thrive.
Happy Monday. It is so good to be back with you guys on our regularly scheduled Monday mornings. This is my jam. I love showing up here for you guys and really just kind of coaching and teaching on what I not only work with other women, but what I am experiencing in my own life. Just like I talked about last episode, sometimes in growth, we're learning new things and it's like this light bulb moment. And then there are moments where we think we're going backwards, but we're actually being called to really embody the work we just learned. And I feel like if I could sum up my week in one sentence, it would be, I've been asked to embody a lot of relationship tools, period. I am getting a ton of practice in my own life, and I'll just leave it at that. But it is all good. I love it. I love to work on my own relationships. I love to coach women on their relationships. In fact, you know, I like to call myself a general relationship coach because I don't really just coach women on their relationship with their spouses like I think you would normally think of when you think of a relationship therapist or a relationship coach. I coach women on their relationships with their kids, their friends, their in-laws, their parents, their coworkers, strangers, right? Like everything is a relationship. Life is filled with relationships, and that is my jam. And we're going to really focus on relationships on today's episode. So I would say the reason I love coaching on relationships is because when I first started learning this work and really trying to heal internally, I got stuck on, okay, so my mindset, my thoughts, my stories, they really can create my experience, but how do I know what stories to actually work on? Like, how do I know where to even begin with this whole healing thing? And so the more I've learned about relationships and the more I've learned this huge truth that I'm about to share with you in a moment, the more direction I got on where I still need to heal, which layers still need attending to, and so on and so forth. And so I've really learned from coaching so many of you, as well as through my own journey, that so much of what we struggle with in the dynamics of our relationships, it is a giant mirror to where our work and healing still gets to be. So let me say that again. The struggles that we have within our relationships are a huge gift and a giant reflection and mirror to where your work is, if you're open to it. So this is why my expertise is really taking a struggle in any relationship, because I believe how we do one thing is how we do everything, and everything touches everything, you guys. So how we show up in our marriage, right? Actually, this is a funny joke, but it's true. Like my mentor used to always say, how you show up in bed is how you show up in your business. And I was like, huh, okay, I don't know if I see that reflection clearly, but I get what you're trying to say. But truly, however you show up in relationships, in one relationship, I can guarantee you, you're showing up that way in other areas in your life. Okay. And so maybe for you, it's in relationships, you sort of hide certain parts of yourself. You hide the vulnerable parts, the parts that maybe you were shamed for when you were a kid, right? But if you're showing up hiding in relationships, where else are you hiding? Right? Does this show up in the workplace? Does this show up with your own business? Are there passions and projects you want to work on that you really just kind of kept hidden? So that's just like one of many examples of how you show up in relationships is how you show up in your life. So a big portion of what I do with my clients during my one-on-one program together. It's 3 months where we meet weekly. A lot of times my clients will come with a struggle that they're having in a relationship, whether it's their spouse or their kids or an in-law. I coach a lot on in-laws or friendships, right? Or at work, whatever it is. And within that relationship struggle, I am super skilled. I'm super skilled at helping you get laser focused on what the actual problem is. And spoil alert, the problem is you. And I don't mean you are the sole contributor to the struggle, right? Like in relationships, there are always more than one person. There are always shared responsibility to the dynamics, right? Yes, yes, yes. And you are the sole contributor to your experience within that struggle. And that is a good thing, because if you are your problem, you are also your solution. So yay. But okay, so how do you start looking at relationships through the lens of what is here for me, right? Like, what is the struggle teaching me versus why is this person doing this to me? What's happening to me? Like victim, victim, victim. And my mentor, another one of my mentors, I have a lot of them in this space. He always says, we are always playing one of two games in this world, especially in our relationships. We're either playing the outside in game or we're playing the inside out game. And so when we're talking about relationships specifically, when we put blame on how we are feeling inside, we blame it or project it on the people outside of us. We are playing the outside in game, and you will always lose that game because there is no solution for that. You've just given your power away to the other people. And let's be honest, they most likely, unless they're listening to this podcast, do not have the skills to handle their own stuff. So why are we going to make them responsible for handling our stuff? Okay. So when we decide to shift this and we can really look at our relationships as a direct mirror and path to where our own internal work is, right? When we can take full responsibility for our experience, then we actually start playing an inside out game. We actually start playing a game we can win. And this is honestly where life and relationships get to be so much fun. So let's look at some examples of what it looks like to be playing the game most of you guys are probably playing, the outside in game. Okay, so there are a lot of examples, but I'm just going to give you three of them. These are ones that either I've walked a client through or I've walked through on my own. And I hope as you're listening to these examples, if you hear yourself being reflected in it, we're not going to shame ourselves or judge ourselves. We're just going to go, okay, that's why most likely nothing is shifting within this relationship. And how can I shift this, which I'll give you at the end, three things that you can do to really shift it more to an inside out game. So, okay, the first one, here's an example. When we try so hard to control other people's emotions, we actually become the ones that end up feeling out of control. So for example, maybe you notice when you have a hard conversation with someone in your life, maybe it's your spouse, that person gets really super quiet, which in turn makes you feel really uncomfortable. So instead of working on why his or her quietness is a problem for you, you just stop having the conversations. And then slowly but surely, you start building resentment and anger towards them, right? And you make it about them. So in an attempt to control him or her feeling upset and angry, you end up being the one consumed with anger. Do you see that? Versus, again, inside out would really be getting to the core of why am I so uncomfortable with other people's uncomfortable emotions? Oh, yeah, because I'm uncomfortable with my own uncomfortable emotions. Okay, that was example number one. Example number two. So a second one, a second example of where we play the outside in game is when we say no to doing things that actually feel good for us. So when it's actually a yes, but we say no because we worry other people will judge us. What we're really doing is we're giving into our own self-judgment. So we're making it about other people and like, they're going to judge this. You know, I grew up Catholic. So trust me, I have like dealt with a ton of what I thought I was being judged for. But here's the truth. You're being judged that wasn't a shade, by the way, at Catholicism. That was just my experience. But the truth is you're being judged every single day, all the time. Because remember, on my episode from Judgment, we as human beings, we judge other people. We just do. We do this as a way to really ensure that our safety is intact. So it's not something that's ever going to go away by design. But are you walking around constantly affected and wounded by other people's judgment? Like truly, when you walk down the street, do you feel the million, you know, like I just think, I used to live in Iowa and there was this huge Iowa State Fair and I just would go and I would people watch and I would hardcore judge people. I'm just being totally straight up honest. But here's the truth. Those people walked around with so much freaking confidence for what they were wearing. Like you could just see it. Like they exuberated confidence. I can guarantee you my judgment didn't touch them. Guarantee you. Because it's not about my judgment. It's really about what you are self-judging yourself for. So the only judgment, quote unquote, other people's judgment that actually gets inside you, pierces your heart, are the ones that you stand in agreement with. See and acknowledge that the reason you're not showing up in certain areas in your life or doing certain things that actually would light your heart on fire, it's not because of other people's judgment. It's actually because of a part of you that's judging you or standing in agreement with that judgment. Does that make sense? But once you can really see and acknowledge that, you can shift it. You can shift it to an inside out game and really work on healing that own internal judgment. And that's so much of what I do with my clients. Like we dig deep into where did this judgment first start and what comes out of that judgment for you in your life? Like, what do you do when you feel in order to avoid judgment? What do you do? What are you not doing that you actually want to be doing? Like I said, you guys, once you shift it to an inside out, like this is where life becomes fun because then you actually start showing up more aligned and how you want to be showing up and living your life. It's amazing. Okay, so the third example that we play, where people play the outside-in game, is we appease others in an attempt to really prevent them from abandoning us, right? As if we actually have control over this. But I work with so many women that have this abandonment wound, and so we appease them. We deny what we need, we deny our truth for them because we feel like if we speak up, we're going to make them mad and they're going to leave, right? And do you see what's happening? Like I sort of said this in so many words, but your fear of them abandoning you actually causes you to self-abandon yourself and self-abandon what you need. Like let that land for just a second. Your fear and control over how can I not get them to abandon me you end up self-abandoning yourself. Like, oh, that's a huge one. That's a really big one for all my people pleasers. Where are my people pleasers at? And this is a huge way people give their power away. We let people outside dictate our truth, dictate who we're being inside. And it's exhausting. It's freaking exhausting, you guys. And it's a game you will never win. Okay, so now for the juicy part. How do you actually shift this? How do you stop worrying so much about other people's emotions and other people's experience and start really tuning into your own internal landscape and what you need? And again, I just want to pause and say that this does not make you show up selfishly. A lot of people are resistant to this work because they're like, well, if I just focus on myself and what I need, well, then I'm going to like completely abandon what my partner needs or my friend or my coworker. And that's not good for a relationship. And I would say true. And how are you actually attending to their needs if you are burnt out, resentful, angry, out of control inside? Like, how are you actually doing that effectively? So the way I'm suggesting it is I still want you to show up for the other person. I still want you to be open to hearing their needs and whether or not it's something you can help them with. But I want you to do it from a place of truly loving, like a loving place, not a place of obligation or a place of manipulation, honestly, trying to control them. I hope that helps clear up like that one major objection I hear when it comes to doing this internal work first. Okay, so three invitations to really shift from an outside in game to an inside out game. The first one, And I've talked about this before on the podcast. You can go back and look at, I don't remember the episode, but it was two commitments you need to make to actually make a shift. So the first invitation is one of those commitments. Commit to radical responsibility for your part in the relationship. I have said this before. I will say it again. In relationships, if there is one wounded person, there is almost always two. My mentor says, if there's one crazy person, there's two. But I'm going to be a little gentler and just say, if there's one wounded person, there's almost always two. Okay. So take 100% responsibility for your half of the relationship. Okay. The second thing that you can do is hire a mentor, right? Hire a coach, hire a therapist. Or, you know, something I used to do when I was like early in my marriage, I remember I was part of this MOPS group, Mothers of Preschoolers, and I really latched on to older women, women that were further along in that had really healthy marriages, right? Had been married for 30 plus years and all this, had all this wisdom. I would latch on to them and really, that's who I wanted to be around versus sitting with like people on my same level, because it just turned into a vent session. And I think just, I've always been a sucker for growth. And I knew that growth comes when you are guided by somebody that's walked a very similar journey, right? And this is a very big differentiator between therapy and coaching. Therapy is so generalized and regulated that you can walk into a marriage therapist's office and they might have the worst marriage in the world, right? But typically in the coaching industry, when you go and hire a specific coach, whether it's a relationship coach or what other coaches are there? Like a bodybuilding coach or whatever it is, a financial coach. These are people that have had success in this area. Are they perfect? No, right? I do not have perfect relationships, but have I had a lot of success and growth in this area? 100%. And so I cannot stress this enough to find somebody that is a few steps ahead of you and just really invest in yourself. That's what you're doing. You're not investing in the other person. You're investing in yourself to really grow from their experience. Another thing, so for me, and this is sort of random, but I never used to call myself a people pleaser, never, because I always felt like I was constantly not pleasing people. But the truth was, I was really consumed with how people saw me, that I completely abandoned my own emotions and needs to the point where then I just became miserable in the relationships and the friendships. And the only tool I had in my tool belt was to blame the other person. Even as I started to learn this stuff, you guys, read the books, take the courses, take the classes, I still was too close to the problem to see that I was the problem. I had, you know, the perfect story about why my friend here was the problem. My husband here was the problem. My boss there was the problem, right? But I was this common denominator and I just couldn't see it. So one of the things I love about hiring coaches is they hold that mirror up to you. They don't just come out and flat out say like, you're the problem, but with questioning, with tools, like they basically shine the spotlight on the problem. And then I actually get to see what the problem is for myself. And so it's been a really gentle approach and a gentle way of keeping myself accountable to like showing up in the relationships the way I say I want to show up as, right? So accountability is key. And I don't know, I can't speak enough about hiring a coach. I know that I am a coach, but I will also always be a client for the rest of my life. So that's number two. Number three is come and join my workshop. So I'm hosting a workshop. We're going to go live this Thursday, September 22nd. And if you're listening to this and it's past that date, you can actually look in the show notes and I will most likely be posting the recording. So you can grab that there. But in short, this workshop is really going to teach you how to show up to relationships from the inside out. So we're going to bring the shadows of what makes it hard to show up fully as you. We're going to bring them up. We're going to shine a light on it so that you can see how much easier it is to choose differently. When we keep it in the dark, right? Imagine like you going under your bed in the dark, trying to like find what you need. It's impossible, right? I guess I should say it's not impossible. It just takes a lot longer. So I love to think of coaching as a way to really collapse the timeline between who you are today in relationships to who you want to be. And coaching can really bridge that gap quicker. Right? So as soon as you shine the light, it's so much easier to get what you want. Same thing in our own life, in our own growth, in our own relationships. Soon as we shine a light on the real problem, like the root of why you're getting the experience that you have, you can make a conscious choice. And it's so much easier when it's a conscious choice. So there's no more worrying about other people's judgment or criticism, because you're going to feel so liberated from your own self-judgment that their judgment is not going to matter anymore. The other thing this workshop's going to help you do is no more appeasing what other people need before honoring what you need. Not that you need it, but you guys, you are allowed to focus on yourself first. Consider this permission granted. So click the link below. Come and join me for a live workshop. I love teaching live. It's so much fun. I love to bring the energy. It's going to be a great girls' night. If there's guys listening to this, you are welcome, but just know you're going to be in the presence of a lot of girls. But yeah, I can't wait to host this, and I hope to see you there. Okay, I will see you guys next week.